Today's shiur is Masechta Menachos, Daf Pei, and we will begin on Daf Ayin Tes Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Sholach Rav Chanina Mishmed Rav Yochanan. Last Shana, this that we've learned, that the Maisa Toido, as we discussed in the Mishnah that we learned yesterday and in the Braisa, that the Maisa Toido does not require the Lechem accompany it, is Ela L'Acha Kaparo. Only after the carbon toida that one is obligated, the one was obligated to bring, was brought. Avalifne kapara, if it's before the proper carbon toida was brought, then the halach is tuna lechem, the lechem would be required. Ask the Gemara, Havibar Rav Amram. So Rav Amram tried to understand a high. Exactly what did Rav Yochanan mean with this statement? And a word of introduction is required. Our Gemara Mitzvah Shem is going to be discussing the concept of Toidas Chayva versus Toidas Nedava. And the way most Rishonim explain the difference, and that is going to be the way in Mitzvah Shem, Be'ezer Hashem, we're going to learn our Gemara, is that we know that when somebody donates a carbon, there's two ways that that carbon could be donated. It could be donated as a nether, or could be donated as a nedava. And the difference between on the nether and the nedava is when somebody says, Hare Olai, he says, I must bring this carbon, that is called a nether. Whereas when somebody says, Hare Zu, that is a nedava. What is the difference between a nether and a nedava? A nether, the halacha is, since it's a personal obligation, the halacha is that even were he to designate an animal for the carbon, and then something were to happen to that animal, the halacha is that he has to still bring a carbon, because he took upon himself a personal obligation to bring the carbon. Whereas when somebody says Hare Zu, and he designates a specific carbon, when he says in the Dova, then if something happens to that carbon, it need not be replaced, because he designated only specific carbon, specific animal. If something happens to that animal, it doesn't have to be replaced. And that is the way we're going to Mitzvah Shem learn in our Sugya Be'ezer Hashem, the difference between a Toidus Chayva, which is when somebody said Hare Olai, versus Toidus Nedava, when he said Hare Zu. There is another pshat that the Rishonim suggest in differentiating between a Chayva and a Nedava, is that when somebody is obligated to bring a carbon toida, that means one of the nisim that a person, that happened to the person for which he has to bring a carbon toida, that's called a chayva. We know that the Torah that we're going to learn, it says aber tzrichim l'haydos. So aber tzrichim l'haydos refers to a situation where a person, where something happened to the person that is obligated to bring the carbon tied up, that would be a chayva. The dava would be referring to a situation where a person has the right to bring a carbon tied up, and he chose to exercise that right to bring the carbon tied up, even though he's not obligated. Which, of course, this touches on a very important question: if something happens to a person, the arbit tzrichim l'haydos. If something happens to a person for which he would have to bring a carbon toida, is it an absolute obligation or not? And that would be the nafkamina between the two pshatim that we've learned in today's shir. Is bringing carbon toida an absolute obligation? However, most mefarshim don't follow this line of explanation of the Gemara, as I've said. And most mefarshim are actually of the opinion that bringing a carbon toida is not an absolute obligation. It's not the same as, for example, if somebody, Rachman Slan, did an Aveir B'Shoigig, that he has to bring a Karmel Chatas, that there it's absolutely required. A Karmel Toida is not in that category. There's a very interesting Prima Gordon who asks, if the obligation to bring a Karmel Toida is an obligation just like all other Karbonis, so then he suggests that even though nowadays, when unfortunately we can't bring a carbon, unfortunately we don't have carbonus to bring nowadays, but we still could say Birchas HaGoymel, if one of the things that for which a Karban Toidah would be brought happened to us. And therefore he asks, let's say someone has a question. He was supposed to say Birchas HaGoymel, and he doesn't remember if he did or didn't say Birchas HaGoymel. So even though normally the halacha is Safak Brachas Lahakal, and if you have a question, if you said a bracha or you didn't say a bracha, you could be lenient and not, you don't repeat the bracha. But if there's an absolute obligation, so an Abrich Sagoimel is in the place of Karban Toidah, and if there's an obligation to bring the Karban Toidah, then one, if he had a suffix, if he said the Brich Sagoimel, perhaps should have to say it over, given that it's a Chiv Deraisa. But then he himself says that even if we hold, which is not clear, but even if we hold that Birchas HaGoymel, that Karban Toidah is an absolute Chiv, the Chiv, Bizman Azeh, you could be Mekayim without actually saying the Bracha. You could be Mekayim the Chiv just by saying, thank you Hashem. And therefore, certainly, if somebody has a Suffolk, if he said Birchas HaGoymel or not, it should not repeat it. There is an interesting opinion of the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer says that when is there a Chiyuv Deraisa of Birchas HaGoymel? The Chiyuv Deraisa of Birchas HaGoymel is when Arba Tzrichim Lahoydus, when one of the situations that the Pasuk identifies for which you have to say Birchas, you have to bring a Karban Toidah that happened to the person. But it's not just that the person had one of those experiences, but as he had one of those experiences, he actually was B'Sakana. So the combination of being B'Sakana and having one of those experiences, says the Chasam Sofer, that's what obligates the person to bring, that's when there's a Chiyuv Deraisa. So the Gemara now goes back to trying to understand Rav Yochanan's opening statement of today's shiur. Rav Yochanan says that before, after the Kapara, by Moshe Toidah, you don't have to bring Lechem before you would. Ask Rav Amram, exactly what is the situation Rav Yochanan is referring to? Ilema, where somebody designated, somebody obligated himself to bring a Karban Toidah, and then he lost that animal, and he brings another animal in its place, and now Rabbi Yochanan is teaching us, if he's offering that second animal before he offered the first animal, then he has to bring Lechem Tanina. That was taught us explicitly in the Brice that we learned at the end of yesterday's shiur. And the Ila Acha Kapara, and if it's referring to a situation where he already brought his Kapara, and he still has that Chalifei Toidah, and the teaching, and Yochanan is teaching us that there is no need to bring Lechem along with it, that too, as the Gemara Tanina, is stated explicitly in the Brice. So that can't be what the Yochanan is referring to. The Yochanan is not here just to repeat what is stated explicitly in a Brice. Suggest the Gemara, Ella Achlife Toidus Nadova. Rav Yochanan is referring to a situation where somebody said Harezu, he designated a specific animal as a Karban Toidah, and then that animal got lost, and he designates a new animal. Ask the Gemara if that's what Rav Yochanan is referring to, if so, Bein Lefnei Kapara, Bein Leach Kapara, Tuna Lechem. It shouldn't make a difference at what point he's bringing that second animal. Ma'abit Toidusu, it's a whole new Karban Toidah, and given that's a whole new Karban Toidah, it comes with its own new obligation to bring Lechem. And as the Mefarshim explained, as we said at the beginning of our shiur, if somebody said Hare Olai, so even if he designated an animal and something were to happen to that animal, he has to replace the animal. And therefore, he has to bring a new Karban. So therefore, he still has the obligation to bring a Karban, and since he has an obligation to bring a Karban, we could have a discussion, at what point is he bringing this new Karban, that we could have a discussion, is he obligated to bring Lechem or not? But in the case that we're discussing now, where a person did not set Harezu, he designated a specific animal, and something happened to that animal, his obligation is over, because he only designated a specific animal. Yes, he chose to bring another Karban. But if he chose to bring another carbon, that's a whole new carbon that certainly comes with its own obligation to bring lechem. So why would Rabbi Yochanan say there's a difference if it's lifnei kapara or lacha kapara? Says the Gemara, what Rabbi Yochanan is referring to is a vlad toidus nadova. It's referring to a person designated an animal, and that animal has a baby. The Rabbi Yochanan is saying there's a difference lifnei kapara or lacha kapara if he has to bring lechem. Ask the Gemara, doesn't make any sense. Bein lifnei kapara, bein la'acha kapara, it should make no difference. Ain't tana lechem. Because moist the toidahu. It's the moiser, it's not the actual carbon toidah. It's not the actual animal that he designated. It's only the offspring of that animal. And certainly, he shouldn't be mechuyiv to bring lechem with it. Says the Gemara, Ela vlad toidah chayva. What he's referring to here is a situation that he obligated Harei Olai to bring a carbon toida, and he didn't designate, and then he designated a specific animal, and Rabbi Yochanan is teaching us as follows. So now you have the mother and the baby. If it's lifnei kapara, if he didn't bring the mother yet, ton lechem, then he would have, and he brings the baby, he has to bring lechem along with the offspring, lacha kapara. But if he already offered the mother, then when he brings the offspring, ain't ton lechem, he doesn't bring lechem with it. My kamashman, and what is Rabbi Yochanan teaching us? Rabbi Yochanan is teaching us a very big chiddush. The kasam Rabbi Yochanan, adam miskapa b'shvach chedush, that even though he had designated the mother as the carbon, Rabbi Yochanan is saying that the child could be considered, could be brought as well, and since the child could be brought to fulfill the chayiv of the, to fulfill the harei olai, the obligation to bring the carbon toida, by bringing that child, he has to bring along with it lechem. What would be, explained the Mefarshim, regarding the child of a toidas chayva? In the case of a toidas chayva, unlike a child of a toidas dava, unlike the child of a toidas chayva, there, since the designation is on the animal, there Rabbi Yochanan will hold, since the designation was on the animal, the child cannot be used in the place of its mother, and therefore the difference between lifnei kapara, lacha kapara would not be in play because you can't use the child in the place of its mother. Very interesting vort from the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes says that even though we're saying that a child could be used, that if the mother has a child, in the case where he said harei olai, toidus chayva, he could fulfill his obligation with the child. Says the Sfas Emes, it has to be a situation where the mother was already pregnant when he designated the mother as the carbon. And explains the Sfas Emes. If the mother was already pregnant, that's when we can make an argument that the child was also niskadish, was made hegdish through the designation of this person. But if the mother only became pregnant after the mother was designated, so there was never a maisa hegdish, there was never an act of designation of hegdish by the owner, and then even Rabbi Yochanan will agree that such a child cannot be used to fulfill his obligation. Hover by Nami Abai, Kaigab Ben Abai indeed explained Rabbi Yochanan in the same way. And says the Gemara, Nami Amr Rabbi Yitzchak by Yosef Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Chalufei Toidus Nadova, the animal that's brought in place of a Toidus Nadova, there, Bein Lifnei Kapara, Bein Lacha Kapara, it makes no difference if the first carbon was brought or not. The halacha is that Ma he tuna lechem. It'll always require lechem. Because as we said on top of the omid, because even if the person is bringing, even if it was lost or wasn't lost, he is not obligated to bring the other carbon toida. And if he chooses to bring the other carbon toida, it's a new chiyiv, and every carbon toida obviously comes with a chiyiv lechem. However, in a situation of vlad toidus nadova, bein lifnei kapara, bein lacha kapara, as we just said, ain't tuna lechem. because the child cannot be used in the place of the mother in the case of Nedava, where he said Harei Zu, and therefore it's always in the category Maisa Taida, and Maisa Taida doesn't require Lechem. What about Vlad Taida Schaiva? When the person said Harei Alai and he designated an animal, then there's a difference. Lifnei Kapara, if that offspring was brought before the mother, Tuna Lechem, Lacha Kapara, but if it was brought after the mother was already brought, so he fulfilled his obligation, then the halacha is it falls into the category of Moisa Taida, and Lechem doesn't have to be brought. Says the Gemara, Amishmur, Kosh B'chatis Mesa. We know, we've learned many times, that there's a halacha l'moshe m'sinai, Chomesh Chatis Mesa. There are five cases of a carbon chatis that are left to die by halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Vlad Chatos, Tamuras Chatos, Chatos Shemesa Baleo, Chatos Sheover Shnosa, it's past a year old, the Chatos Shekipra Baleo Bacheris, and a Chatos that the owner had a kapara with a different carbon. And as the Mefarshim point out, that even though we've just identified five situations where the halacha is that the Chatos Hamesis, two of them don't apply by carbon title. The case of Chatos Over Shnasa doesn't apply by Karmen Taida, because even though by Karmen Chatos the halacha is that once the animal is above a year old, it cannot be used for Karmen Chatos, there is no age limitation on the animal used for Karmen Taida. Furthermore, the halacha is the Chatos Shemesa Balel, if the owner of a Karmen Chatos, before it can actually bring the carbon, passes away, the halacha is that you don't bring, that the children, the yorshim, don't bring the next animal, don't bring a carbon anymore. And the explanation, as we've said many times, is because a carbon chatas serves as a kapara. Given that this individual passed away, he already had a kapara, and there's no point in him bringing a carbon. The mefarshim say, most mefarshim are of the opinion, that that wouldn't apply by a carbon taiga. Carbon taiga doesn't come for kapara, and therefore, even if the owner passed away, the children, the yarshim, could still bring the carbon taida. But there are the other cases that apply by a carbon chatos, that the loch l'mash m'sinai is that it's put l'misa. Says Shmuel the following rule: kosh v'chatos mesa, wherever that loch is by carbon chatos, that it's put to death, betuna, such a carbon taida in such a circumstance, ain't tuna lechem, will not be required to bring lechem with it. And kosh b'chatos roi, wherever the halacha by chatos is, yiras yistav, b'toida, the halacha would be tuna lechem. Ask the Gemara. Moser v'amu. Ask v'amu. We learned in the Braisa at the end of the previous year. Mau oima toida yakov. What does the Torah mean when the Torah says toida yakov? Menayim, it comes to teach us. L'mafrish toidosa. If somebody was mafrish or karm toida, v'av, then it got lost, v'hifrish acheres achter. Now he designates a new animal. So he has two animals that were designated for the carbon taida. The nimtzus harishayna, and now the first one is found. Vereshteim ondus. So he has two animals in front of him. Says the Braisa, menayim me'ezimem shiyat yitz yakrif. He could choose whichever one of these two animals to bring the carbon. The lachma ima. But when he brings it, and that's the animal he'll have to bring the lechem with, tamalam yakrif. Yochel, that now he has the second animal that he has to bring, sheishniyat tuna lechem, that the second one as well should have lechem brought with it, hamaloyim yekrevena. Echad, only the first one has lechem brought with it, v'loishnayim, not both. However, asked the Gemara. So here we clearly have a situation whereby carbon toida, the carbon is brought without lechem. Ask Rav Amram, v'ilu gabachatis kegavna, what would be the situation if we had such a case by chatis? The din would be roya, the Tanan, the Mishnah says himself the Tanura. Hifrish chatosoi, if somebody was mafrish karmen chatos, vavda, and it got lost. The hifrish acheres tachter, and now he takes a different animal for karmen chatos. The nimtzer rishayna, and now the first one is found, v'reshteim ondus, and he has both animals in front of him. So, miskapen ba'aksmehen, v'shnei niyitum. According to Rebbe, you could choose whichever of these two animals to bring as a karmen chatos, and the other one is Taka Thomas. That's Rebbe's opinion. However, the Chacham Omrim, ein chatos meisa, elish nimtzed lachar brishnis kapar balim. When is there halacha, said the Rabbana, that the chatas is put, left to die? That's only in a case where neskapu balim, where the first animal was only found after the owners brought a new carbon. Hakayim shetskapu balayim. What would be the halacha if one animal was lost, a second animal was designated, and the first animal was found before the second animal was actually offered? There, the Rabbanan's opinion is the roya. One animal should be brought as a carbon chatos, and the other animal should be left to graze. So now ask the Gemara. Presumably, says the Gemara, Shmuel agrees with Rabbanan. So in this case, when you have both animals by carbon chatos in front of you, it's the opinion of the Rabbanan that you take one for carbon, and the other one is roya. But ask the Gemara, Shmuel, by Taidu, we said in that case, you would bring the second one without chala, where without the lechem. Whereas according to Shmuel, wherever the halach is royal, which is the opinion of the Rabbanan in such a circumstance, you do bring lechem along with the carbon taida. Answers the Gemara, Shmuel Krebi Sfirli. Shmuel doesn't hold like the Rabbanan. Shmuel holds like Rebbe, Dama Avuda B'Shas Afrosh Mesa. As long as the second animal was designated when the first animal wasn't here, the halacha will be that second animal is, that the animal that's not used as a karmi chatos is mesa. Ask the Gemara, Alaroi l'Rebbe Heichem Shkatzla. What is the case where Rebbe would agree that by karmi chatos it's roya? Says the Gemara, to Rabbi Yishya, the case of Rabbi Yishya. Don Rabbi Yishya, Rabbi Yishya says, Hifrish te chatos l'chrayis. If someone is obligated to bring a karmi chatos, and he instead of just designating one animal, because he's concerned that something may happen to that one animal that he designated, he designates two animals. The halacha is, miskapa be'ezvem shiyirza, he could use whichever one of the two animals he chooses, v'shniya tira. So the Rishonim ask, there's a halacha. Kol she'ena b'zeh achazeh, v'bas achas nami eina. Whatever something can't be done consecutively, it may not be done simultaneously either. So as we know, as we've discussed, one cannot designate two karmi chatos if he's only chayiv in one karmi chatos. So ask the Rishonim, if you can't designate two karmi chatos consecutively because you're only chayiv in one karmi chatos, how could you be mafrish two karmi chatos at the same time? So one answer that I saw the Rishonim suggest, that even though normally that isn't acceptable, here where your specific goal is because you're doing it lachrayis, because you want to have a backup animal available to you, the here the halacha would be that you may designate two animals. Another terrorist that Rishonim suggests is that when the person made this designation lachrayis, he said that he's being magdish, he's designating two. He says the words tigdish achas mitoich hashtayim. One of the two should become kaddish. But whatever the case is, here Rebbe says roya, that if you designated two animals, one lachrayis, one you'll bring for karmichatas, and the other one is roya. Yet by toida daloche is, as we learned in the brisa, kegadna, if you would designate two animals, and you're only bringing one, because you're only obligated to bring one, the second one would be in the category of chalufi toida, and ain't tuna lechem. So Gemara has a gavaldi gakasha. According to Rebbe, this would be a case of roya. And Shmuel says, and we've been learning that Shmuel follows the opinion of Rebbe. And Shmuel also said that wherever the halacha by chatos is roya, by toida you bring lechem. Yet here, you would not bring lechem, says the Gemara. Ella Shmuel to Reb Shimon Svirle, Dama Chatis Chomish Chatis Mesis. He says that all cases, Daloch by Karmichatis it's Mesa, even by the case of Achrayis. Therefore, it's not a question that here it's Roya and here by Toyda there is no lechem. Ask the Gemara, excellent. We've answered this question. But Roy Leslie Rav Shimon Klal. But according to Rav Shimon, there's never a case that by Chatos it's left to Roya. So the Gemara's question is as follows. Shmuel began with a statement that wherever by Chatos it's Meso, by the Taida there is no Lechem. Wherever by Chatos it's Roya, by Taida it's brought with a Lechem. But if Shmuel follows the opinion of Rav Shimon, by Chatos there's never a case of Roya, that you should have a corresponding case by Toida that you bring Lechem. Says the Gemara, indeed, Shmuel Nami Chadakama. All Shmuel said was the Kosh V'chapas Mesa B'Toida and Toida Lechem. Because there is no case of Roya according to Shmuel by Chatos. Aye, what is the Chiddush in what Shmuel is teaching us? My Kamashma, what is Shmuel trying to teach us? Dama Adam Skapa B'Shvach Chiddush. We learned at the beginning of our Shir that it is the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan that one could use Shvach Hegdish, teaches us that you could use, if you said Harei Olai and you designated an animal, you could use the baby instead of using the mother. Teaches us, Kamashmon, Shmuel teaches us that just like by Chatos, a Vlat Chatos goes Lamisa, so too, Shmuel says you cannot use the Vlat Chatos in its place of its mother to breed the carbon Taida. Kamashmon, the one. Says the Gemara, Amar of Abba, Zu Toida v'Zu Lachma. If somebody designates a carbon Toida and designates the Lechem, Avid Lechem, if the bread gets lost, that means you still have the carbon, you still have the animal, but the bread gets lost, is the Halacha, maybe Lechem Acher. Bring different bread to match up to that animal that's left. However, of the Toida, if the animal gets lost, you don't have to bring another carbon toida. Even though you have another, you still have the bread doesn't make you bring another carbon toida. My tama, what's the reason? Lechem leglal toida, vein toida leglal lechem. The bread comes because of the carbon toida, but the carbon toida doesn't come because of the bread. And therefore, if you have a carbon left, even if something happens to your bread, that bread should be replaced. But if your animal gets lost, and obviously, as Mepharshim explained, it's referring to a situation where the person said Harei Zu, and therefore he doesn't have to replace the carbon, even though he has leftover bread, he would not have to bring another animal just to have what to match the bread up with. So what do you do with that bread? So I saw two possible explanations in the Mepharshim. One explanation of the Mepharshim is that you'll deposit that bread on money, and you'll put the money away with the hope that hopefully you'll find the animal, and when you'll find the animal, you'll have that money that you could buy bread with to match up to bring a carbon tide up. Another pshat that I saw is an interesting pshat, is that Me'ikur Hadin, Hegdish is Nivdap Ashavaputa. You can have something that's a very expensive item, that's Hegdish. When you redeem it, you can redeem it even on something that's just worth a pruta. But of course, one should not do so, because it's obviously causing a loss to Hegdish. However, in this case, since the lechem can't be used anyway, the halacha would be, you could just repay that lechem on a shava pruta, and you'll have that pruta given to Hegdish. There's a very nice part that the Chayz said over from the name of the Rebbe Rav Shmelka. He says, Lechem glau toida. Lechem, why does a person eat? Glau toida. That he should have the energy, he should have the ability toida to daven and sing to Hashem. However, ain't toida, we don't daven glau lechem just that he should be able to eat. A person should eat to have energy for avodas Hashem. But his avodas Hashem, a person shouldn't just daven, so he should say, oh, because I can't eat before I daven. Or I'm just davening for money. Ain't toida. Our purpose in life is not klal lechem, just for lechem. V'yamarovah. Continues the Gemara. Hifrit, very similar Gemara. Hifrish marshal toidosai. If somebody was mafrish money for his karm toida, for the toisru, and he has leftover money, that leftover money can be used, maybe ben lechem, to buy lechem with that money. However, if somebody designated money for carbon, for the lachmei taida, v'netaisur, and he has leftover money, he can't use that money for buying the carbon taida. Says the Gemara, my tama, ilay mishum the Rav Kahana, don Rav Kahana, menayin lelachmei taida shenikru taida. How do we know that the lachmei taida are also called taida? Shenemar v'hikrev alzava chataida chalas matzis yehochi yitchanami. And as the Mefarshim explained, this brisa, this Gemara seems to be teaching us that we're makish the lechem to the taida. And if we're makish the lechem to the taida, the taida to the lechem, the halacha should be similar by both. Leftover taida money could be used to buy lechem, and so too vice versa. Why not? Answers the Gemara: lechem ikri taida. The lechem is indeed called taida, and therefore leftover taida money could be used to buy lechem. However, taida lo ikri lechem, and therefore leftover lechem money cannot be used to buy a taida with it. Vamarava. Hifrish taidasuva avda. If somebody was manfish a carbon taida, an animal for carbon taida, and it got lost. Then, so he designated a second animal as its replacement. The avda, and that second animal as well gets lost. And then he designates a third animal. And now the first two animals are found. So he now has all three animals in front of him. Says Rava. The skapa rishona, if he used the first animal, shnia einatun lechem, the second one, when you bring it, will not have lechem brought with it, because the second one is considered a meiser taida, and as we already learned in the Mishnah, a meiser taida doesn't have lechem. Shlishis, however, tunis lechem. The third animal would require lechem. Why would the third animal require lechem? Because the third animal is the replacement of the second animal. Where is there a halacha, says Rava, that an animal doesn't, the carbon, that you don't bring lechem along with it? You don't bring lechem along, only in a situation where it's replacement of a carbon taida. The chalife taida, the maisa taida, don't have lechem. But this is not the chalife or the maisa lechem, and therefore it would have to have lechem. And as the Brisker Rav and the Chazanish explain, only somebody that's specifically designated in the category of Khalifa Taida, that and that alone requires lechem, nothing else. Bem Tzos, if the second animal was used to bring as the carbon taida, then the halach is shtei meitenes lechem, that both the first and the third animal would not require lechem, because they're both replacement of the second animal. The second animal was the real carbon taida. So the first animal is now considered meiser, and the second and the third animal is considered a replacement, because the second one was the real carbon, and therefore neither will require lechem. Abaya, however, disagrees. I feel in Skapa Maximum, it does make a difference which one of the animals you use, shtei meitenes lechem. Because all of these animals are linked together, and since they're all linked together, they're all considered chalifa adar dadi ninu, and therefore going along with what we explained from the Brisker Rav, they fall into the category of chalifa taida, and chalifa taida don't require lechem. Rav Zera, says Rav Zera, similar halacha regarding carbon chattis. Kailin yachattis. Hifrish chattos v'avda, if somebody designates a carbon for carbon chattis and gets lost. Hifrish acher tachta v'avda, then he designates a second animal. So now he designates a third animal. The nitzis are shoinus, and now the first two animals are found. Very shlosh noangus, so now he has all three animals here. The skapib rishoinus, if he uses the first animal. Shnia, Thomas, because the second one is the replacement of the first one. And as we said earlier, the replacement of the second animal, chalufi chattis golemisa. The shlishis, tira, because the third animal is not a chalufe chattis. It's the chalufim of a chalufim. And there is, on such an animal, there is no halach of lemisa azla. The skapa b'shlishis, if he used the third animal, shnia thomas, the second animal for which it was a replacement of, will taka die, Rishayna, for which it's not a replacement, because according to Rav Zeira, the third is linked to the second, but not to the first, would be Tira. However, if Neskapavim Tzos, if he used the second animal, then since both of these animals, the first and the third, are linked to the second animal, which turns out to be the real carbon chatos, would both be Yamusa. Abaye says it doesn't make a difference which of the animals was used, all of them Yamusu. Because, as I said before, Kulam Khalifin Dadodin and who Abaye considers them all in the category of Khalifin. Ask the Gmarmai B'chein, why did Reb Zeira have to say the same thing by Chatas? The halach is identical. Why do you have to say it in both cases? Answers the Gemara. Ma de tema, if we only had the case of Karmel Chatos, Hossam, by Karmel Chatos, there's a concept, Ikla Meima, Mar B'Toydesu. Because a Karmel Toyd, as we've said many times in today's shir, one could bring as a donation. So since he could bring as a donation, therefore, we could say that the third one should not be considered a Maisa Taida, Chalufa Taida, it can be considered an independent carbon Taida, and since it's considered an independent carbon Taida, it has Lechem brought along with it. But by carbon Chatos, the Lechem, Avahocha, the Lechem Eimo, Marv B'Chatosu, there is no concept of Marv B'Chatos, because you can only bring, as we've been learning, a carbon Chatos, if you're obligated to bring carbon Chatos, Eimaloi, so there, it may be, we don't say the halacha of a chatos is similar to the halacha of a carbon toida, and everybody will agree that by carbon chatos, the animals that weren't actually used should be tamus, should be left to die, kamash malan. That's why the Ara teaches us that chatos has the same halacha as toida. Says the Gemara Tanur Rechia, toidish nes arv b'tmurasai. We have a real carbon toida that got mixed up with a tamuris toida. We know, as we've been learning, a tamuris taida does not have lechem brought with it. So we don't know which is the taida that would require lechem, and which is the tamura that doesn't have lechem. And now mesa achsmehem, and one of these two animals are left, and we don't know which one is the one that died, the tamura animal or the real animal. Chaverta ein l'tkana. We have no solution what to do with the other animal. Why? Not of lechem b'ado to suggest that we should bring lechem with this animal. That isn't a suggestion. Could dem a tamura he? Maybe it's a tamura's lechem, a tamura's taida. And we've learned that a tamura's taida you can't bring along with it lechem. Loy nak of lechem b'ado. On the other hand, not to bring lechem with it, dem a taida he. Maybe it's a real carbon taida, and as we've been certainly learning, every carbon taida requires lechem. Ask the Gemara, let's try to drill down. What is the case that we're talking about? Either Amar Lai, if the person put upon himself a personal obligation, which we've been calling a neder or a taidus chayva, doesn't he bring another animal? Certainly, he should bring another animal because he has the obligation to bring a carbon. He said a ray alai, and that obligation hasn't been fulfilled. So certainly he should bring another animal, v'leima. Ihach the kaima, if the surviving animal, tamurihi, hatayta, so this new animal is the animal that I'm going to use to fulfill my obligation, for halachma, and I'm bringing lechem along with it. Ihach the kaima, if the one that is still surviving the real carbon taida, halachma, so that should be the lechem. And now the second animal is an achrayus animal. And since it's in the category of being an achrayus animal, we've learned that an animal that is designated as the achrayus animal by the carbon taida is the maisa taida and doesn't require lechem. So the Gemara, the case that we're talking about is a reizu. We designated a specific animal on the dova, so now he has no obligation obligation anymore because the animal died. We don't know which animal died, and he can't designate another animal as a guarantee. You can't guarantee something you're not obligated to do. Similar mudim midas alah shai shechein dog dama dai chalosh meitzer tamura b'chutz chiski hifresh chatz lach v'yoyso. Gemara is now going to begin a series of questions on this halacha. Am lemeidim lefnei Rebbe. So Rashi says the lemeidim is Levi, and Rashi says even though here he's called lemeidim, and in a few lines he's going to be called Levi. So why does one place the Gemara call him lemeidim and another place the Gemara calls him Levi? So Rashi says that when he asked the questions in front and in the yeshiva with all the other students, he was called lemeidim. When he asked the question when it was only he and Rebbe, he's called by his name Levi. Other Rishonim, however, disagree, and they say that lemeidim lefnei Rebbe is not necessarily Levi. Only when the Gemara uses the words lemeidim lefnei chachamim does the Gemara mean Levi. Lemeidim lefnei Rebbe was someone else. Ask the Gemara, but even in a case where it's harezu, v'leisi lechem, why shouldn't he bring lechem? V'leima, ihach the kaimi, if the surviving animal that we have here is a carbon taida, so halachma. V'loi, if not, leipik lechulin. So this lechem that I'm bringing should not be used, should not have the kedushas lechem. And as the Rishonim explained, what would then be done is, 36 of the breads would be eaten by the owner, 4 breads should be given to the kohen, and they'll continue with the same stipulation. If it's the lachmei toida, they're being eaten as lachmei toida. If not, they're being eaten as regular bread. Amluhu said, is that a legitimate approach? V'chi machnis m'chula azara. We're not allowed to bring chula into the azara. And if this lechem is not part of the karmen toida, because it's not obligated, we're bringing chula into the azara. And as the Rishonim explained, firstly, the Rishonim seem to say, from here we see, we've discussed this previously, Taisus uses this Gemara as a raya, that the Isser of bringing Chulun Bazara is an Isser Daraisa. Because if we were only an Isser Darabana, we have here a very serious issue. And certainly because of the serious concern that we have, we should not be bringing Chulun Bazara. It must be that Chulun Bazara is an Isser Daraisa, that we can't waive that Isser. But then the Rishonim go on to say, how far does the Issa of Chulun Bazara go? And they suggest that certainly somebody can walk into the Azara if he has keys in his pocket. That would not be the violation of Chulun Bazara. Here, however, would be a violation of Chulun Bazara. Why? So they explain, if you walk into the Azara with something in your pocket, without having any intention that it should be used for an avoida, that isn't a violation of Chulun Bazara. Here, however, you're bringing it in with the intention that it should be used for Avoida. And if you're not supposed to use it for Avoida, it's a violation of Chulun Bazara. So the Gemara gives a different option. V'leisi behema, v'lechem, let him bring another animal, and lechem along with it, and lema. Ihach the kaima, if the animal that's existing is a tamurihi, ha-toidu alachma, I'm bringing a new karma toidu and lechem. You have to kind of tidy he halachma for her to have his shlamin. So then this should be the lechem for the existing carbon taida, and this new animal should only be a carbon shlamin. Amaluhu. So Rebbe said that this is not a good suggestion. Shouldn't become a mat but kill the shlamin. Because we know the halacha is that a carbon taida is nechal l'yayim v'layla, only for one day and one night. A carbon shlamin is nechal l'shnei yom v'layla, for 2 days and a night. Here, by making this stipulation, and we don't know if this second animal is a taiga, which can only be eaten for 1 day, or is a shlomo, which can be eaten for 2 days, he's only going to be allowed to eat it for 1 day. But that means he's taking, and perhaps taking an animal which is a carbon, and minimizing the amount of time it could be eaten, which is osur. Says the Gemara, Amalevi l'Rebbe, a third option. V'leis behem v'lechem, let him bring behem and alechem and say, Ihaf t'kaim t'murihi ha'toid v'alachma. V'yach the kaima, so this new carbon will be a new carbon toida with lechem. V'yach the kaima toidi, if the animal that's here is a carbon toida, ha lachma, this should be its lechem, for ha to have it, most of the toida. The animal that I'm bringing should be considered a most of toida. And most of toida, as we're learning, doesn't have an obligation to have lechem with it. Ask the Gemara, Says Rabbi Amalembi, Kumidumani Shaylin Marpika Kadai. It seems to me that he doesn't have any brains in his head. Very foolish suggestion. Can we up front designate an animal as Meister? Meister only becomes with what's left over. You can't make something up front Meister. So the Sfas Emes, in defending Levi's Havamina, says that maybe what Levi meant was that he should take a lot of money, that he'll bring a karma taita, and he'll know that he'll specifically have leftover money that should fall into the category of Meister taita. To which Rebbe said, you can't upfront make Meister taita. You can't create a situation of Meister taita. Meister taita can only happen if you have leftover money. Furthermore, the Mefarshim, of course, are all try to understand this very sharp language that Rebbe uses. How do we understand how somebody could speak to someone else that way? So I saw three pshatim. The Chavis Yor suggests that a Rebbe who feels that that's the way he has to teach his Talmidim in order that they should learn properly is allowed to use soft, sharp language. Rebbe was Levi's Rebbe, and he felt he had to use this language to set him on the right path. Another pshat that I saw from Rav Aaron Kotler is that sometimes somebody says a svara, and there are questions on the svara that are said, and the Rebbe or the Chavrusa try to question the svara, and the person, as is the Derech HaTorah, tries to defend the svara. But sometimes a Rebbe sees that Talmud says a svara, which is totally incorrect, and the Rebbe wants to send the message to the Talmud that this svara should not be pursued, and that he says is Shandas Gemara. He was telling him, this svara is don't even try to defend the svara. It's a svara that's incorrect. Accept that it's incorrect and don't even try to defend it. A third pshat that I saw is that actually, to a degree, it was the Shalosh seems to say this pshat. Actually, it was some sort of a compliment, because what Rebbe was saying to Levi is this svara that you're saying is a svara that I totally disagree with. What he was saying is that usually you do say very good svaras. Usually you do say good questions, ask good questions, and say good answers. This time, you didn't do as well as you can, and as well as you normally do.